Do they see it in you like they saw it in Jesus? Hey, there's Jesus. Do they say, hey, I don't want to name somebody's name, but you, whatever your name is, put your name there. Hey, Miles, hey, Gina, hey, Sam, hey, Tara, hey, Ricardo, hey, Josh, hey, can you hear them call out your name? Can you hear them call out your name? Have they been saying, oh, I just wish Cindy would call me right now. I just wish Annabelle would pray for me right now. I just wish that Ben's would give me a call. I wish. Are they saying, hey, help me, save me, have mercy on me? Are they saying in their heart of hearts, but they can't get it out of their mouth? Take me to church. Take me to a place where I can be made whole. Take me to a place where I can find some cleansing. Is that what they're saying? But we can't give them because we're too caught up in our own religious ways and our own fictitious world. And you see, in Matthew chapter 5, there was a ruler of the synagogue. His daughter was lying there near to death. And he came to Jesus. Finally, after he had spent all that he had, he'd done everything that he could, and she was fixing to die. And he said, Jesus, I need you to come to my house. My daughter desperately needs you. She's dying. And the scripture tells us that Jesus was on his way to that girl's house, but got stopped. Oh, God help us that we don't become so busy that as we are on our way to do whatever else in the work of God, that we don't miss somebody else that's right there in the way. That's right there in the way that says, hey, I need you. That we can't say, okay, I'm going to take care of this right here and right now. And that's what happened that day with that woman with the issue of blood. Again, I look at Jesus. He's my hero. Oh yeah, there's so much on movies and billboards and advertisements about this superhero and that superhero and this superhero. And you think about it, if you really stop and you consider it, there's no superhero like Jesus. And people want to dress up and wear a cape, and people want to dress up and look like the superhero and be this and have these superhuman powers. I want to tell you, you can have a superhuman power here today. Amen. That goes beyond the human, and it goes into the spiritual realm that nobody can mimic, that nobody can compare to. You can get a touch from Jesus and have a supernatural power of the Holy Ghost touch your life and perform a miracle in the world.
Thank you, Jesus.
He wasn't accurate. He wasn't concerned about that woman that had touched him with an issue of blood. Again, it was according to the law. Because she had a blood disorder, she was not allowed to touch anybody because she was considered unclean to the law. But Jesus wasn't scared. Jesus wasn't concerned about that. He said, I felt virtue flow out of my body. I felt something happen. Something changed. I just wonder here today, did you just come out of pure ritual? Did you just come because I hope this wasn't the reason why you came today, because you didn't want pastor to call you and say, hey, what's going on? Hey, I missed you. Where were you at? No, I hope that's not the reason why you came today. I hope the reason why you came today was because you wanted to get a touch from the Master's hand. I apologize. I wish my voice would hang in there a little longer, but it's not going to. Jairus, as they approached his home, was met with some discouraging news. Hey, don't bother the master. Your daughter's already dead. And there's somebody here today. The enemy of your soul wants to say, hey, you know what? You hear what that preacher's preaching, but it can't happen for you, you know, because you've done this and you've done that, and you just pushed the bounds too far. You went just too far. You know what? It was okay that you just came, but, you know, don't bother the master. It's too late. It's too late. Don't bother the master. Don't trouble him now. Because your situation's hopeless. But I'm here to tell somebody today that your situation is not hopeless.
That's right.
I'm here to tell you today that your situation is not hopeless. For Jesus said to Jairus, he said, be not afraid, only believe. Be not afraid, only believe. Don't let the clouds of doubt and fear dismay you. No, don't be afraid, only believe. Only believe. God, I don't understand all that goes on. I don't know why. I don't know all the circumstances. I don't understand all the situations. And I really don't need to understand them, oh God. But you know where each and every individual is here this morning. You know their heart's cry. You know where they're at and what they need and how much they need. You're waiting for something big to happen. You probably got it all messed up because it ain't always going to happen like that. There's sometimes God just says, you just reach for me. As I told Barry just the other day, I said, just find a place, man, and bend your knee and ask God to help you. It doesn't have to be a big drawn out deal. Just be sincere and ask God. And now God's already helping. God's already working. God's already making a difference. I'm going to tell you, it's not just a nice little Bible story. Back in Jesus' day that he cleansed the leper, that he raised the dead. No, it's not that he cleansed the woman with the issue of blood way back then. But he's doing it today. He's helping people today because he sees your hopeless situation. And he wants to bring you out of that hopeless situation and get hope back into your life. Give you something worth living for. As you stand this morning, it doesn't matter where you've been, it doesn't matter what's happened in your past. What matters is that Jesus is willing and desires to bring hope back to your life today. Hope came from the resurrection power of Jesus Christ. He is here to resurrect you once again. He's here to resurrect you, to bring life back to you again. This morning, as they sing, I want to ask you today, do you want to be made whole? Do you want to be made whole today? There's some of you today that you've been cleansed and forgiven of your sins, but you've not been made whole. You've not been made whole. God, here we are once again. God, here we are once again. Needing you. Needing your mercy. Needing your grace, God. I need you, Lord. I need you, Lord. Come on, is there somebody? Will you reach out? Will you reach out? Go ahead, step out of your pew right now. Step out from where you are right now. Make your way down to the front of this altar. Throw up your hands and cry out, have mercy on me. Have mercy on me.